A man with a maid. Alice cruelly and unjustifiably jilted Jack. In his bitterness of spirit, he swore that if he ever had the opportunity of getting hold of her, he would make her voluptuous person recompense him for his disappointment, and that he would snatch from her by force the bridegroom's privileges that he so ardently coveted. They had many mutual friends and were therefore constantly meeting each other. So successfully did he conceal his real feelings under a cloak of generous acceptance of her action that she had not the faintest idea that he was playing a part. Jack controlled his patience and hoped for the best, enduring as well as he could the torture of unsatisfied desire and increasing lust. It happened that Jack had occasion to change his residence. He came across a modest suite of a sitting room and two bedrooms which would have suited him excellently, but with them the landlord desired to let what he termed a box room. It was furnished with doors at each end, of good size, but the walls were unbroken, light and air being derived from a skylight. The walls were thickly padded, while iron rings were let into them at regular distances all around in two rows, one close to the floor and the other about a height of 8 feet. From the roof beams dangled rope pulleys in pairs between the pillars, while the two recesses on the entrance side looked almost as if they were cells. The house had been built as a private lunatic asylum. This was the old mad room in which violent patients were confined. Was not this room the very place for the consummation of Jack's scheme of revenge? If he succeeded in luring Alice into it, she would be completely at his mercy, for her screams for help would not be heard and would only increase his pleasure, or the bolts, rings, pulleys, etc., supplemented with the little suitable furniture, would enable him to secure her in any way he wished and to hold her fixed while he amused himself with her. Jack agreed to include the room in his suite. He got certain furniture made, which, while in outward appearance was most innocent, was